This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. For nearly the last 9 months, COVID-19 has changed every part of our daily life. And for colleges and universities, as well as elementary and high schools, this has meant a lot of extra work to deliver a normal education in a very non-normal time. But what about the organizations that get kids ready for learning?
Well, back in March, when we really started getting information on how to clean our facilities, get children prepared in the classroom.
Shauna Ryan is the Community Outreach Coordinator for Southern Seven Health Department and Head Start.
We've been working at it since then. And of course, like everyone else, it is a work in progress. But right now, when children come into the facility, we do require them to wear masks as well as their parents. We do well checks with them that include temperature checks. We do that each day. And they also do that throughout the day. Children are monitored constantly throughout the day, as well as staff, to make sure that those kids are safe.
The kids she is referring to are enrolled in Head Start and Early Head Start.
Head Start, traditional Head Start, is the one generally that everyone thinks of that's for children ages 3 to 5, and that's the program that gets them ready for kindergarten. It also works with families to make sure that they're getting nutrition education that they need, that they're getting developmental information for their children. It's a whole family program, making sure that families are getting everything they need to help their children grow and develop.
And the Early Head Start program, Ryan says, also helps to build the foundations for learning.
And this is for children ages about 6 weeks to age 3. It's not just daycare. It's not babysitting. That program also does the same thing with families. It works with them on getting children developmentally ready for Head Start as well as for kindergarten. And it also works with the families to make sure that they are getting the resources they need.
And how are these two programs adapting to families who might be homebound because of COVID-19?
A lot of our kids are doing their classes online. And the teachers are doing a fabulous job with that, with making sure that the kids have activities to do at home. There's a lot of interaction there. And again, because Head Start is family inclusive, we also have things online for the families to do as well. So that is something that we see will continue for the unforeseeable future at this point. But we want to make sure that no family feels that they have to wait to get their child started on a great start through into kindergarten. So Head Start is the perfect start for that.
Since many K-12 schools have been adapting to COVID-19 by offering online classes, Ryan says Head Start and Early Head Start are evolving in that direction as well.
But again, if you're not comfortable bringing your child into the center, you can opt to do classes remotely. And our teachers have been doing that since March.
Has the pandemic affected enrollment in the programs?
I've not received any information that anything has changed. I know that our enrollment is steady and where it was last year, so families are still taking advantage of the program. And again, we want to encourage anyone to give us a call and see if we can get you through. The teachers have done a great job. Our staff has done an amazing job of making sure that families are able to deal with the situation. And again, that's another thing about Head Start that's so nice, is that since it falls under Southern Seven Health Department, we're able to get them resources that maybe other providers might not be able to offer. And so we're working with those families to make sure that, if grandma and grandpa's helping out with the situation, that we're working with grandma and grandpa too. So it's been a struggle, like it has been with any other school, business, any other facility in the state.
But despite that, Ryan adds that Head Start and Early Head Start help kids and families who might have been struggling even before COVID-19 hit.
Children that participate in the Head Start program, oftentimes because they come from maybe a lower income situation, might not have accessibility to certain programs, certain services maybe that other children have. So when a child is enrolled in Head Start, Our program directors, our teachers, work very closely with them to make sure that they do have access to those programs and services.
And against a virus that is affecting everybody, including the President and First Lady of the United States, Ryan says Head Start gives very young a valuable tool in the fight against uncertain times.
You know, it's just making sure that children from the very beginning understand their own self-worth, understand their own ability to thrive, and that's what this does. It works with them regardless of their income level, regardless of their family's socioeconomic level or what have you. And that's what's nice about Head Start. A lot of the children that are in the Head Start program go on and accomplish great things because they've had that opportunity.
Shauna Ryan is the Community Outreach Coordinator for Southern Seven Health Department and Head Start. To find more information on your local Head Start program, see our website. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.